New York culture with real New Yorkers, Joan Hamford, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And welcome, everyone, to the Joan Hamburg Show. And what's more fun than traveling, or if you can't travel, traveling vicariously through someone else? John Higgins, the Globetrotter, and you may know him because he's producer and host of Globetrotter TV, a lifestyle travel show. A lot of fun, a lot of food. He's got his latest book, The Globetrotter, where he literally takes you all over the world, enjoying his adventures. And I first met John,
many
25 years ago?
Longer.
30 years ago, you were doing fashion, and you were dressing all the stars. I remember, fabulous clothes.
Absolutely.
So how did we get from fashion, and you were doing great, into seeing the world?
Well, I've always traveled, even as a kid. When I lived with my granddad, we traveled all over Florida because that's where I'm from.
Is that where, which town, where did you grow up?
Sanford.
Uh-huh.
The last stop on the auto train. Nobody
right.
knows what I'm talking about when I say that. But it's a small town. I went back several years ago and I thought, thank God I left this town.
It's so funny. But what made you leave? When you grow up like that, you're like you or get out or you want to stay forever.
Actually, my mother was living in New York. So I wrote her a letter and I said, I want to come and spend some time with you. So what happened was she came down that summer right after, what was it, the fourth grade, and picked me up and my sister, and we came to New York, and it was a real cultural shock.
And you guys moved in with your mom, who you had not lived with in a while.
Exactly. And so that was a whole new experience.
Uh-huh.
And then traveling has always been in my blood since I was a kid, but my first international trip was to Rio. For Carnival. Can you imagine at 22?
How exciting. Oh. And someone who loved flair and clothes and food.
It's all there. And, you know, it was a language I'd never heard before. The people were so beautiful and simpatico, and it was just such a great experience. I really loved it.
So you started doing clothes.
Yes.
And started getting really major clients.
Absolutely. And editorials in all the magazines like Vogue and Harper's and Look and the New York Times and Women's Wear and so forth and so on. And so it was just an incredible thing. Actually, the Schoenberg Library has a whole collection.
Of your things.
Yeah, absolutely. Of the editorials. And it's like 12 boxes, which is amazing.
Mm. So, John, what made you... You never walked away from it, but you sort of gently switched it more to the travel thing.
Absolutely.
So why and how?
Well, actually, I was on a trip. I was producing a show in Japan, mm-hmm. and then I came back, and I was in Ghana, and one of the airlines said to me, maybe you can get together 12 people. I said, how do I do that? So I spoke to Hal Jackson, who was on another station, and he said, let's do it together. So before we knew it, I had 450 calls. People were very interested. We got 96 people on the first trip. So I was really excited. I said, now I'm in another business. And then from that, I started writing. And then people said, gee, you know, can you write for me? Can you write for me? And so therefore, I started writing. And I just continued. And I, you know, the show came
up. And you write.
And so it was just, you know, an evolution, you know, evolved. I evolved into what I'm doing now. And I love it.
And when John takes you places, whether he takes you to Malaysia or Vietnam or any place in Italy, he'll share a favorite taste, a recipe like gelato.
Oh, or love gelato.
Who doesn't love gelato? Or spring rolls.
Excellent.
From Vietnam, and you can get them two ways. Fried, which of course, fried paper, and it's delicious.
Oh,
or the cold ones, which I love. Vietnam was one of my favorite trips.
An amazing destination.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
And the people are so friendly there. And the food is so good.
The food, well, Asia, it's hard to go wrong.
Absolutely.
No matter where you eat, right?
Absolutely.
I've never been to Malaysia, but you made me want to go.
You have to go. It's incredible. I mean, I've had a number of experiences there that I have absolutely loved and cherish.
So, how do you pick your destinations as the Globetrotter?
Well, I look at the map and I say, where haven't I been? Where would I like to go back to? And when I go back, it's another experience. I'll give you an example. Indonesia, which I've been to 9 times, I said to them, you know, let's see, we've done the rocks, we've done the beaches, we've done the historical things, we've done the islands. What do the young people do here? So we had an experience of going where the young people go and experience that. So we always look for another experience. They have a date museum there, which features 250 different kinds of dates. Can you imagine? And that's in Tuzur. It's fabulous. And there's just all these different experiences. Anyway, I sort of make a list in the beginning of the year, and I say, these are the places I want to go. And then if I don't accomplish that, I put them on next year's list and, you know, just keep working until I get them done. And that's how I do it.
So how long do you go for at a time?
It all depends. I mean, for instance, I did the Yucatan for 16 days. I was sick of Mexican food after 16 days.
You can. You have to be Mexico. Even today, you have to be very careful.
Well, you know, I said to somebody once that I could eat roadkill. Nothing bothers me.
But a little lettuce in Mexico can wipe you out.
It depends. Actually, they have a new thing that they started, I think, in 2000, where all of the hotels have to filter and the restaurants have to filter their water. So it's pretty safe. I drink from the tap, so it's actually fine.
Oh, no. I would never do that in Mexico.
I've done
You're brave.
Well, you know, as I said, I could eat roadkill.
I know. But knock on wood, please, because we don't want that to change. But you went to a lot of places in Mexico that, like, I never heard of. Not just the obvious. You found little villages that...
Oh. Well, you're my favorite for a holiday is Holbosch. I always talk about Holbosch.
I never even heard of that until I read it in your book.
It's fabulous. H-O-L-B-O-X. And it's a special island right off the Yucatan. And it's dirt roads, beautiful little town. And Casa Sandra is a perfect place to stay. And you look out of your window or these huge windows and you have these swaying palm trees and the beach. What could be better than that?
Now, was it reasonable?
You know, it depends.
In between.
Yeah, it's in between. But it's a place that you'll never forget. And I've been there twice, and I can't wait to go back.
Mm. So what else is on your wish list for the next John Hagen's trip?
Well, I'd love to do China, which I haven't done. I'm sure you've done China.
We've done China a couple of times. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And then, of course, the South Pacific, which I've done Tahiti and Fiji. But there's so many other islands that I'd love to go and see. There's so many places in the world, and I don't think you can do it all at one time, you know, in a lifetime.
No, and you want to take it with short spurts so you can appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know what was fascinating, too? Mauritius, which I think is fantastic. Have you been there?
I have never been there.
Oh, my God. It's just an amazing destination. They have a place there at Seven Colors of Sand, and they talk about falling in love 7 times, you know, because of the sand. It's just an amazing destination and great resorts there. My first editorial in Vogue was filmed or taped. No, it wasn't taped. It was photographed on Mauritius, the island, with Marissa Berenson. So I always wanted to go there, and I went, and I've been there twice. I'd love it.
And you love it.
Absolutely.
One of your favorites.
Absolutely.
And you still love, like, Italy, which you've been to so many times.
I've been to, I guess, 6 regions of Italy, which has 20 regions. I have more to do. You know, there's more work to be done. And I can't wait to go back. I'm so excited. I'm going to the south of France. That's going to be the next trip. And Ireland. So that's a great experience.
Ireland is great. We rented a house right on the cliffs of Moher, right there.
Oh, my God.
John, spectacular.
Unbelievable.
And it's a whole area filled with music and wonderful food. Ireland is divine.
Oh, and the green pastures. It's unbelievable.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And wonderful hiking and walking. One of my kids is in Peru right now. Have you done that?
I have been to Peru, and I was on the Amazon in Peru, which I thought was fantastic.
Wow.
And we went to visit the villages, you know, and we did
all along the way.
And also I can't remember what it's called, where everything is carved into the mountains. That was a whole other experience. So we've done a bit of Peru, including Lima, of course, and it's just been an incredible experience. Just, you know, I'm blessed, I think, in the sense that I've had a chance to see so much of the world and so many cultures and people that I've met around the world, which I love.
So now you have friends everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
And John's book is The Globetrotter, which is part of what he does. He has his TV series. And every destination tells you all the things that you can do. Plus, he shares food and recipes. Now, I never knew you were a cook, too.
Oh, I'm not a cook. But what I love about the book is that all the pages are filled with photographs. So as you're reading, you're traveling with me.
And you're getting hungry.
Absolutely. I get hungry anytime anybody mentions food, and I'm a foodie. I love food and lots of different kinds of food.
Oh, of course. Well, you ought to do, you don't want to do China in the summer because it's really hot.
Oh, yes.
In August. But you would love that destination.
I'm sure, you know, and there's so many other places that I still want to do. I'd love to do Korea, which I haven't done. I've done Cambodia, I've done Malaysia, Thailand, but I still want to do, and Vietnam. I still want to do more of the Asian countries. I've done Japan as well.
They're great. You know, we used to do listener trips all the time, and Korea has fabulous shopping.
Oh,
South Korea, of course.
Yes.
Fabulous shopping. And I remember one of the listeners was all excited. I found all the polo T-shirts, she said, for nothing, for $4.
Oh.
So I, of course, run. I didn't even look. I said, I'll take fine, 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 fine. I piled my suitcase. And when I got home, I said to one of my kids, look. Look what I got you, these gorgeous polo T-shirts. She said, Mom, have you looked at the horse? I said, no. It only had three legs. It was my bargain from South Korea.
Oh, that's so funny.
You would love Korea. I mean, it's Asia's just a wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Cambodia, great destination.
Absolutely. The Angkor Wats.
Oh, that
most
was
memorable.
One of the great sights.
Absolutely.
That we ever saw.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you can go to Rome and Florence and relish it, too.
Absolutely. The history there is so phenomenal. The Ferrari Museum in Modena is extraordinary. And those cars, I mean, for millions of dollars, my God, I said in New York, someone bumps into you, it's over. But it's just a fascinating thing, you know. The Italian cars, everything about Italy is fantastic.
Yeah, I love it. And you're not doing clothes at all anymore?
I haven't done that in 35 years.
I know. Did your sister ever grow up to have your wanderlust?
No, unfortunately.
She didn't want to do anything
that. No, no. But you know what? I'm delighted that I had a chance to do it. And
you have the courage to do it.
And I've moved on. And
did your mother encourage you as a child, or it was you?
It was really me.
Something inside.
Yeah. I was always curious about, I remember going to the high school and I said, and I was taking an illustration class, and I said, I want to know more about the garment. So then I transferred to the High School of Fashion, had 2 years there, and then I went on to FIT. And when I came out, I really blossomed in FIT. It was just an incredible experience there.
Because you felt at home.
I did, as a matter of fact. And then for about 2 years, I sort of stumbled with a number of jobs, which I hated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started my own thing, which I was very happy. Sybil Burton was one of the people who was very supportive when she had
Arthur's.
She was special. Yeah, absolutely.
And Arthur's was one of the early great clubs
absolutely.
In New York. She had been married to Richard Burton, Kate Burton, her amazing actress daughter.
Right. And she just divorced him, and she opened the club.
And
everybody
survived
was there.
Well.
Absolutely. I ran into her several years later. She said, I felt like such a star. I said, you are a star, my dear. You know, she's just wonderful.
Star.
Yeah.
She was great.
So after going there many, many nights, I had created a collection, and I called Randy Marcel over at Glamour, and she says, no, you belong at Vogue. So I called Vogue. Vogue saw me right away, and that was the beginning of all of that.
Yeah, very exciting.
Absolutely.
And now, on to the next. John Higgins, The Globetrotter. The book is everywhere, I take it.
And on Amazon as well.
Perfect. And it's not only, we talked about Asia, but it's places that you have never gone to, as well as places that you know you can go to. So very good. Good job. Wonderful illustrations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.